P18A_ID2020 Precursor to the Mark of the Beast? By Dave Robbins. In May 2016, at the United Nations headquarters in New York, the inaugural ID2020 summit brought together over 400 people to discuss how to provide a unique digital identity to everyone on the planet. Prophecies foretell a time, in the near future, when every person will be required to have a universally recognized unique identification number in order to participate in society. The compulsory numbering system will be administered by the Antichrist and his global governing system. In the early stages of the system, receiving a number will seem harmless. It will be just another number, not unlike a debit card or social security number, used to function in everyday life. For instance, most nations currently function under a national ID system, which allows their citizens access to government subsidies, financial transactions, healthcare, insurance, etc. Once the Antichrist assumes full control of the world government, this numbering system will be turned into a method of control. Judging by the current moves toward a cashless society, it is likely that by then most purchases will be made digitally and everyone will rely on their particular number for even the most basic essentials. Without it, no one will be able to legally buy or sell anything. In order for an individual's number to remain active, he or she will be forced to worship, or pledge allegiance to, the Antichrist and his system. According to the scripture, this is the exact individual economic sanctioning model that will be used by the Antichrist to force the world into compliance to his global governing structure. The prophecy is found in Revelation 13:16-18, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Notice that the Antichrist will cause the small, poor and bond to receive the mark as well. Until I began my research for this article, I had never focused on this particular part of the prophecy. The poor and the bond will have nothing to offer him. But, it is not their money that he is after. It is all about dependency, adherence to his system, allegiance and absolute control, a form of worship if you will. That's it. At the peak of his reign over the world government, the Antichrist will see absolute compliance to his system as a mode of worship. Just look at how closely the prophecy aligns with many of the global numbering systems being proposed today. We are currently seeing precursors to the system forced on indigent people around the globe. For instance, the Central African Republic is claimed to be one of the poorest nations on earth, with a per capita income estimated at $640 US in 2015. Many of them rely on aid for survival in some of the harshest living conditions on earth. However, they are told that the lack of a national identification card will keep them from being recognized and protected by national law, excludes them from legal protection, eliminates their ability to vote, disqualifies them from obtaining formal employment, and blocks any and all social services, benefits and development schemes. These people are destitute and unable to give anything in return for assistance. But in order to be protected by the government in a war-torn country and to be granted just the basic needs of society, they are required to have a number. Why? Because governments know the only reason to number people is to track and control them. Although there are others, I want to focus on just one particular international numbering project currently being proposed to include the poorest individuals on earth. These folks probably do not fully grasp what a venture like this could lead to. However, for those who understand prophecy, this endeavor or one similar could be laying the groundwork for the future global numbering system of the Antichrist. Sustainable Development Goals. The Sustainable Development Goals were unanimously adopted by 193 member states of the United Nations, including the United States, on September 25, 2015. The goals make up the international community's 15-year socialistic blueprint of global governance for every person on Earth. Aptly named, Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the goal is a universal policy agenda designed to convert the nations of the world into a global community governed by the United Nations. The agenda is comprised of 17 main goals, accompanied by 169 focused targets, designed to manage the planet. I say socialistic because the plan includes the socialistic principle of wealth redistribution, stating that the reduction of inequality will only be possible if wealth is shared and income inequality is addressed. I refer to it as the global governance of every aspect of every person on Earth, since the plan states, we commit to making fundamental changes in the way that our societies produce and consume goods and services. Governments, international organizations, the business sector and other non-state actors and individuals must contribute to changing unsustainable consumption and production patterns. The propaganda is that humans are using the Earth's resources at such a rate that nothing will be left for future generations. Therefore, the United Nations, world government, must establish a master plan to govern the Earth's citizens. It must, 1. In true socialistic form, redistribute the wealth of the world so that everyone is considered equal, 2. Control the production and consumption of every person, 3. Strive to achieve universal health care, 4. Control the climate, 5. Manage our cities and infrastructure, 6. Govern the oceans and, 7. Govern land usage along with all ecosystems. These are the sustainable development goals. This is world government. The problem is the administration of the plan. What's the old saying, you can't manage what you can't measure. Consider the size of the effort. There are approximately 7 billion people on the earth today. Target 8 of goal number 3 is to achieve universal health care. How do you roll out such a system and monitor it effectively? You can't go by a name. There are tens of thousands of John Smiths in the United States alone. That is why the only conceivable solution to track the administration of this plan is to ensure that every human has a unique identification number. Goal 16.8 and 16.9. The Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development preamble states, as we embark on this collective journey, global governance, we pledge that no one will be left behind. Goal 16 and Target 8, 16.8, and 9, 16.9, of the Sustainable Development Goals, both strive to include every person on Earth in the ever-expanding global governing system of the United Nations. 16.8 states, broaden and strengthen the participation of developing countries in the institutions of global governance. 16.9 states, by 2030, provide legal identity for all, including birth registration. In order for the elite to establish a true global government, in their mind, it must include every single person on Earth. It makes no difference if they live in a jungle or exist in the slums of an inner city and make up the poorest of the poor. One can understand the desire to want to help the poor. We can offer to give them a bowl of soup, provide a bath, a place to sleep for the night, or even a new pair of shoes. It's simply the right thing to do. The problem is forcing these individuals to receive legal identification papers or an identification number in order to gain access to some of these provisions. There are major efforts being made to implement the Sustainable Development Goals by supplying the poorest people on the planet their own unique identification number. Why? They claim that refugees, migrants, and the poor must have a way to identify themselves in order to function in society, but that is not the overall goal. Goal 16.8 states, broaden and strengthen the participation of developing countries in the institutions of global governance. Drawing every nation into participation in institutions of global governance is the driver. You see, my friends, in the beginning this numbering system will look like an investment in the future of the poor, but in the last days the Antichrist will use it as a method of control. ID2020. In May 2016, the first ID2020 summit was held at the United Nations headquarters in New York. The summit brought together 400 people from 150 private sector companies and 11 UN agencies to discuss how to provide a unique digital identity to everyone on the planet, including the 1.5 billion people living without any form of recognized identification. One. Some of the companies in attendance were Bloomberg, Brigham Young University, Cisco Systems, Cornell University, Ernst & Young, Forbes, Google, IBM, JP Morgan, Microsoft and Nasdaq. The two main outcomes from the meeting were, 1. Widespread consensus among ID2020 attendees that identity is both a fundamental human right and a necessary prerequisite for the success of the Sustainable Development Goals and, 2. Sweeping commitments from conference attendees to contribute towards the shared goal of universal digital identity. Did you catch that? The World Government, UN, views a universal digital identity as absolutely necessary for the success of their global governing scheme to transform the world by 2030. ID2020.org answers the question. Why identity? A fundamental human right, Article 6 of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights stipulates that everyone has the right to recognition everywhere as a person before the law. The Sustainable Development Goals, 2015 to 2030, include Target 16.9, which aims to provide legal identity to all, including birth registration, by 2030. Necessary to access basic services. Individuals are required to show identification to access healthcare and education, vote, and access other social assistance programs. Critical for accountability and governance. Governments without an accurate system of identification struggle to provide well-coordinated social services, simply because the number of beneficiaries is unknown and precise targeting is impossible. And without clear registries, the risk of leakages and corruption are high. In Nigeria, enrollment of civil servants saved approximately $74 million by eliminating ghost workers on payroll. A gateway to economic opportunity, more than 2.5 billion adults do not have a bank account or use formal financial services, making it difficult to move out of poverty or weather a period of hardship. Connecting people with digitally based financial tools and services requires accessible, secure, and verifiable ID systems. Important for gender equality, women with an official identity are empowered to play a greater role in household decisions and maintain financial independence. Furthermore, identification can be an important defense against child marriage, exploitation, and trafficking. A key enabler of global development. In addition to the intrinsic benefit of identity, it is a necessary prerequisite for achieving many of the other SDGs. International goals will be difficult to reach or measure without a way to identify beneficiaries. Let's pause, because I want you to notice the similarities of the ID2020 project and the prophecy found in Revelation 13:16-18. According to this prophecy, in the end time, the Antichrist will cause everyone on Earth to receive their own unique identification number in order to function in society. It will be implemented to such a degree that without this ID number a person will not be able to buy or sell. Now consider the explanation that is provided by the ID2020 project for the identification of every person on Earth. 1. Necessary to access basic services such as access to healthcare and education as well as other social assistance programs. 2. Critical accountability and governance. 3. Access to a bank account or other financial services. For instance, if the global community were to transform into a cashless society, it would make it impossible for an individual without proper ID to function in society. 4. legal identity is necessary for the implementation of at least 10 sections of the Sustainable Development Goals, social protection floors, including for the most vulnerable, assistance in dealing with shocks and disasters, equal rights to economic resources including property and finance, the specific empowerment of women in this area, improvements in maternal and child health, coverage by vaccines and similar treatments, improving energy efficiency and eliminating harmful energy. Subsidies, child protection including the ending of harmful child labor, reducing the costs of making remittances, reducing corruption, fighting crime and terrorism and strengthening and improving the equity of fiscal policy too. Now you can see how important it is to the world government, UN, that every person on earth is given their own unique identification number. Without that numbering system, it will be virtually impossible to fully implement and monitor the Sustainable Development Goals. A global identity system. The effort to establish a new universal identity database is the goal behind ID2020. H.T.E.D.S.Y. John Edge, co-founder of the global initiative ID2020, recruited the help of UN agencies, NGOs, technology companies, and banks to see if they could come up with a solution by 2020. According to the Huffington Post, one of the most intriguing and radical ideas is a new kind of identity system based on blockchain technology, which could bring together disparate programs to create a new universal identity database. 3. Blockchains which first helped account and authenticate Bitcoin cryptocurrency are decentralized ledgers that track transactions of digital assets, whether it's currency, stocks, and bonds, or identity details. The network is made up of a chain of computers, each of which have a copy of the ledger and can see if changes have occurred. Blockchains are thought to be secure because all computers must verify and approve each transaction as it takes place. A hacker couldn't get to every single computer. On the identity blockchain, individuals would store their data in a sort of locker or escrow account, allowing people to access it on a need-to-know basis. This system is seen as a great advantage to refugees and migrants, since they would no longer be reliant on the national governments for a legal identity. According to Coexist, the exact details of how a new global identity system would work are still to be worked out. But Dakota Gruner, ID2020's executive director, imagines it would evolve into a database overseen by an international, non-aligned organization like the UN. It would be flexible enough to encompass every country's existing rules and structures, but accessible to individuals with their own smartphones. For Patrick Spence, a blockchain consultant with the accounting and consulting firm PwC in London, imagines that multiple commercial custodians would play different roles, and indeed there are several startups already offering blockchain-based identity services, including ShoCard and Blockstack. Still, there are significant barriers to establishing a universal ID system. A global identity protocol would be needed, like HTTP is to the web or SMTP is to email. Without a large global institution like the UN or International Monetary Fund taking charge of this, startups are going to remain startups. At the same time, national governments would have to agree to give up some control over ID making, passing power to the network and to individuals. What is clear is that the current system of nation-based IDs isn't serving a large number of people and, even when people are identified, their records are open to abuse by officials. 5. I want you to notice 2 points. Dakota Gruner, the global identity system, would evolve into a database overseen by an international, non-aligned organization like the UN. Patrick Spence believes that the establishment of a universal ID system has many hurdles to cross and without a large global institution like the UN or International Monetary Fund taking charge of certain aspects of the project such as the Global Identity Protocol, startups are going to remain startups. Both parties recognize the need for a universal numbering system overseen by the world government. Mark of the Beast? According to Patrick Spence, ID2020 is a global strategic initiative aimed to help deliver against the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal of legal identification for all. Although it did not reach a conclusion on the exact system that will be used to administer such a project, the ID2020 summit will be held annually, until 2030, with that objective in mind. At this point, we cannot say for sure whether the efforts of ID2020 will result in a global numbering system that will one day be used by the Antichrist. Perhaps one of the other many endeavors with the same goal, that are ongoing as I write this article, will be put in place before then. This is what we do know: the Bible prophesies that a world government will be established, in the near future, which will be ruled by the Antichrist. Once the Antichrist assumes control, he will use a global numbering system to economically sanction every person on earth to conform to his dictatorial edicts. Is it possible that ID2020 could be successful in creating this universal identity structure, including the small, great, rich, poor, free and bond, which could someday be taken over by the future world tyrant the Antichrist? References. 1. www.id2020.org/news/2016summit. 2. www.cgdev.org/site/file/cgd-sa-dahan-gelb-role-identification-post-2015.pdf. 3. www.huffingtonpost.com/apolitical/how60million-refugee_b_132020004.html. 4. www.fastcoexist.com/3063079/the-radical-plan-for-hyphen-global-hyphen-identity-system-hyphen-for-hyphen-a-hyphen-world-hyphen-with-hyphen-shifting-hyphen-borders. 5. www.youtube.com/watch?mark v=sin c5p0j-xuek.